Simakuf Pevav Sif Beis. Im Elo Ves Kavua. So here we're dealing with a issue who has no Ves Kavua. Shalish Parm Shain Tzichon Liv the Koidim Tashmish. Three times she has to check before Tashmish, but Achar Tashmish. Hu Be'et Shaloi, Be'hi Be'et Shaloh. She has to be machzik herself that she's not a roi machos tashmish. This is the sheet of the Rishonim Bedas Rif that we mentioned in the list that they learned in the Rif that you need three bedikas kaidim ulaacha the first three tashmish. You need a bedika kaidim ulaacha tashmish the first three times. Now there is a machlokes. If according to the Shita you need Koidim, the place in the Tveris Tzvi and others are Mekel in the Koidim, and hold that you only need La'achar. However, the Mechab is learning that you need also Koidim. Now, what's called Koidim at Tashmish? What's Koidim? So, the Lechem is Simla in Ois Aleph learns Koidim means Samach Latashmish. What is that? So, he writes over there, Mishosh Mechina Atzma Latashmish, when she prepares herself for the Tashmish. He's medayikin from the Lashon and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mishosha Oiveres Lebesa. What's Oiveres? What's she being Oiver? What's she leaving? She's being leaving Elo Oiverim. What's she leaving? She's leaving her other Asakim to now be Meshamesh with her husband. So that's Koidim. La'achar. What's La'achar? So Shulchan Acharav Neis Gimel seems to say Miyad Achar Tashmish. Immediately after the Tashmish. That's Achar. Now, the Chavis Das in Ois Aleph brings from the Beis Yosef in the Rashba that this Bidika does not need Chayim Zdokim. It's enough a Kinuach. And the emphasis is that way. It's Mashma and the Ramah himself that Kinuach alone is enough. And that's the way we once brought down from the Leit Behuda. Even though the Pesachei Tshuva in Ois Beis, when he's quoting the Chavis Das, he says, interesting Kinech. He says that even the Kilo makes it, the Chavis Das is saying that even the Mekilim that hold that you don't need a Bedika, a Kinuach you need. I mean, the Kinuach is for the Mekilim that hold you don't need a Bedika. But those that are Machmer will hold you need a Bedika, it sounds like. And there is a Mashmais like that, a Chidushim Ois Aleph. However, in the Biurim, it's not Mash like that. It's Mashmer Farker. That what he's saying is that even the Machmirim hold that a Kinuach is enough. The Sidrei Taira in Simekuf Pei Dalet Ois Gimel and the Sifsi Levi over here at the end of Ois Aleph clearly say that a kinuach is enough. Now, what does it mean a kinuach? What's a kinuach? Right? So we're talking about kinuach. What's a kinuach? So if we take a look at the Chavis Das here, it tells us 2 points about a kinuach. It says, Chavis Das writes that number one, Kinuach is the Chavis Das is that Chavzah says 2 nekudas over here about a kinuach. One nekuda is that it should be b'shosh ein shechevz aparket. The b'shosh shechevz aparket. So he quotes Tosis that if there's dam over there, it's not going to come out. It's going to just sit by the kosti based rechem, which means that when she's doing kinuach a chayim zdakim, so then she could do when she shechevz aparket. The second nekuda is that he says that a kinuach is. Should be in there or should be on the body, right? You're not sticking the kinuach in. The kinuach should be on the body, the sheer vest. Now, the Chassam Seifa in the Sagois and the Lechem similar nice hay want to say that the Bedika Koidem, that does not need Chayim Mizdakim. For that, a kinuach alone is enough. Because the whole din before him is just Mitech Shemhum Lebesa. The bedik afterwards is the bedik afterwards. That has to be a full bedika. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Oizbav is mashma that you would need chayim vizdak. Now there's a chuvah binyan seen. It's a nice chuvah to see, where he says that since according to the Rambam, Rif and Raifit, all the bedikas, the bialot, do not need chayim mizdakim, so therefore we even though we hold you do need, but we pass the misafik that she has to chayim mizdakim. But so he says even if you know like the mechaber, stomach you could be mekel. And you do not need chayim mizdakim. So that's the pashtus that you would not need chayim mizdakim. If we take a look in the right, that's another nikkudah. The Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Yud Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows: it says v'da, v'zeh shekasu kol paisim abdika shel achat ashem shetzarch shnei edim. Right, the lashon of the mechaber was. So I need two separate edim. I need two separate edim, or it's enough to have one, and they both can use it. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, that which the lashon of the Paiskim is two edim, one for him and one for her, is coming off the lashon of the Mishnah Yidal Amar Alf. Obe Mishnah Aseshapim Mashatzarach Chol Echad Eid B'fnei Atzma. And the Mishnah makes sense why you need eight for each one, because over there we'll learn the din of Nimtza Shalai Tameim Yechayv a Carbon. The difference is minigeya carbon. That's why in the Mishnah I understand why we need that. However, it's lain where we don't have tumah, we don't have carbon. If they don't find dam on the eid, taif, it's all right. If they vim lav, benkach or benkach nidhi. It's Rechel and Frosh and they have to be Pirish. So Pashtas is saying, that would seem, why do you have to have two separate Edom? One is of what's not coming for carbon, for Tumah? It's not the gay nowadays. Why?
Isn't it? Because he has a longer Zman. And she does.
Yeah, so she'll use it and then I'll use it.
She uses it.
However, he
she checks it in between.
What?
You check it in between.
No, you don't check it in between. However, he says, "Ach ef shaloyma the yesh nafkemina," where in yimtzu gimupama al eid shaloy te'asa lav la'olam shayim muchzekes l'roya machmas tashmish. That by him, if you see it three times, then she's muchzik to be a roya. As opposed to af be'eid shaloyim to keneach la'ach hashah le'tegav achadashmish, because by her there's a difference if it's right away or an hour afterwards. So by her, if she's going to do it later on, haloi lo yizbar shirasa b'shas tashmish. L'chein komadik livruri mevarina v'tzarch eid b'fnei atzma. So it comes out that the reason why we do need eid b'fnei atzma is because there could be enough gemina b'nigeya her eid. Because she needs to do it, and if she won't do it right away, it won't be mevar to us whether she's also not. As opposed to him, even if he doesn't do it right away, it could make her into a mochzik. That's the order that the Aruch HaShulchan makes over here. Now, according to those shittas that follow this day in the mechaber, that she has to do three bedikas in order to be machzik herself, that she's not a roi machus tashmish. So first, number one. When does she do this? So number one, she has to do it once she finishes seeing dam psulim. Because as long as there's a possibility for dam psulim, we're going to be told of the dam in the psulim. Number two, the Lechem Simla points out that it has to be in the yomim haruim lenida. Because it's important in the Gemara Lam Tesam Rav that during the Yimei Ziva, we can't be Maxiker. So it has to be during those days of nida, which works with the Hagos Chassam Sefer, that if let's say she normally does not see before 25 days. This bidik is always going to have to be after the 25th day. Always have to be after the 25th day, which is limiting the time that she has to do the bidika. She has to wait until if she always sees after 25, she has to wait until day 25, which means that she normally gets her ears sometime around there, will have to be during that time. Which Rav Vazna does say, L'chatchila, one should be machmir for the Chassam Sefer. If you weren't machmir for the Chassam Sefer, then it also works. But
what was
that in Simla? The Chassam Sefer says, doing, you may need and not doing, you may zivul, I think, more lam tesla,
right.
Which works well with the Chassam Sefer that says that if she's muchzik to always see after 25, then the bedik is going to have to be after 25. Number three, a muberes and a minekes, the Rishisa brings down from the Ben Yeruchim, that a muberes and minekes does not need to do bedikis, which the same thing will be to Isha who's taking pills, which will come out that in order for it to be maxic itself, so she doesn't have to do it three times in a row. That you don't need. It could be once now and the next time in 10 years from now, and the next time in 10 years after that, but it's going to take a long time until she does get the bedika fully according to these shitas.
Well, what's the counter argument against lechem v'simla? I'm saying, we said the Gemara says lechatchila you should do that.
Right.
But if the Gemara says later that you're not koveya, so then after the mikvah she
right.
goes
well,
three times.
A lot of people hold that for these bedikas it's enough to do it even before that.
Even though would it prove Rav Machasash even if you found it? Then
it'll prove, yeah.
It would.
It'll prove her at least not. You're trying to machzik her as an einer Rav Machasash.
And so prove her not even though in this time it couldn't prove her as yet?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For this bedikah, it will be enough. Yeah, until they found this Hagoyes Chassam Sefer, that's where they were all like. This Hagoyes Chassam Sefer is a new Hagoyes Chassam Sefer, which a lot of people are not even Makabal because it's a new Hagoyes Chassam Sefer.
Not similar?
Not similar, doesn't say clearly this part that we'll see later in Sif Gimel that the Chassam Sefer is coming off the Trum Zedeshin. There's five shot in the Trum Zedeshin. So all the other four shot in Nunlan like that, if we negate this. He's coming off that Truma Sedesh and Sif Gimel. Now, the Halacha, we have the Mechaber and the Ramah, where it's not clear with whom they're being Machriya. The Torah Shlomim and the Chavis Das quote the Rosh and the Rambam. It seems like that's who they're going with, the Rosh and the Rambam. And that's why it's Avur and the Taz and Kuf Pei Tes, Ois Hei, Chassam Sefer and Agois also. Paradis Rimonim learns like the Rosh and the Rambam in the Ramah, and that's where the Bach Paskins. So we have many Acharim Paskining like this Shita, like the Rosh and the Rambam. The Placey in Kof Pei Dalet, Oisi Gimel. Learns in the Mechaber like the Rambam lechumra, not midin. Now, as he learns that the Mechaber will hold like the Rambam, but lechumra, but not meikar adin. And that's where the Aruch HaShulchan also knows you test. The Aruch HaShulchan learns like that also. Over here, he says, Shulchan Aruch Rav Meikar Din Paskins like the Rif, and he says Roy the Bal Nefesh to be Choshesh for the Rambam and the Rosh. The Shach is Meirch to prove that even according to the Rif, you don't need any Medikas unless there's some kind of Reisa like we see that. Then you'll have to do the three Medikas. The Shach says V'chein Hu Aminik, that was the Minik, which the Torah Shlomim is Matzmiya on that. It says that how could you be Mekel against the Mechaber and Ramah? How could you have a Minik on something not to do? You can't have a Minik on not doing something. So the Torah Shlomim is Mefakvik on that fact you're there Chelik Beis. So here's our Rikhas over here on our Sugya. And He says over here that actually not this one. No, I'm saying he doesn't have the riches over here, but with Ayin Alf is a riches.
Ayin Beis.
Ayin Beis.
Do you remember what Ava? You talked to the Shach. Anyway.
Kabbalim, he says, alright, so Ramesh over there writes that the Leini the Bedika, it's like the Shach, it goes like the Shach. It says a little more than that.
This
one,
I mean, this is not
hey. 2-9 hey. Yeah, well, Leinian Bedika. Where is it?
So I would give it a piece of the bar after the way
through. Oh, here, right here, right. Leinian Bedika, Gilman Pound, Yishayim Leroy, Simein, Roy, Machmas Hashmish. It's a 9 hey. Leinian Adin Hukashach. Shein Tach Bedika, Kedbir, Ba'erch, Basim, Kuf, Pevav, Sip, Katanah. So the Indian din, meikra din, is like the shach that you do not need a bedika. Ab mikom makim me'achas sheika machmirim kah machaber. Once there are machmirim like the machaber, meharoy lahachmir. It's right to be machmir. Avasagi bekinuach, but it's enough for the kinuach. Lahashe se eid al gufa ma'at va'even shepanel lamato. Kedisa shom chavas das. This is mamish everything we just mentioned before. Vein lachma yosef, you don't have to be machma more than that. A grata heard from one of the Talmidim that he once asked Rav Moshe about the Gimel B'dikis. So Rav Moshe said, you don't have to do it. So he asked him, Ivan, the Chuvit says that Mikomakim, it's Roy that one should do it. So he said, yeah, Tam Chacham learns the Sugya, and it comes out like that. It's Taka Roy that he should do it. And he said that's what I was writing for the Tam Chacham who goes through the sugya and feels that it's right to do it, then he should do it. But Meikra din Itaka held, and that's what he told people, that they don't have to do it. And that's where at least I'm the that I tell the Chassanim that they don't have to do the Gimel B'dikis Kaidam L'Achar Tashmish. Now the Rama over here, Rama continues. Rama says, "Yeah."
So then, when someone learns the sugya, is it not shaykh anyway? If they've seen it, haven't seen the lechatashish.
What?
If someone already learned the sugya, then would it not be shaykh anyway because they hadn't seen for so many years?
They didn't do bedikas. They don't know if they saw or not.
Oh, you know, you're just you've never
right.
seen that after.
Especially our women, which could be they were going from Mubaris Menekes, Mubaris Menekes, pills. He's older than okay. As if the Rama, ve'ein tzrichim livdek atzmam achar kol tashmish v'tashmish she'osim b'layla achdus. They don't need to do a bedikah after each tashmish that they were doing their night. Ela mekanchin atzmam kol halayla be'eid lemachar tzrichim bedikah v'matzadam tmeya. Mekanchin atzmam be'eid v'ovad lo yitashamish asher tivdek atzmam. So the city of Tyre over here is like very bothered with the lashon of the Ramah. It's they very bother with the lashon of Ramah. The says it's megumgum. So the Torah is a nice gimel. Says halashon megumgum ma'id. The meikara. In the beginning, the Rama starts off the Makara Amav ain't Shikhun the Gatsim Rachukotash. They don't need to be by the gift of Tashmash. Vaakka Koma, Makar Khanatsim, Kola Laila be eight. Hurry the Trichabadika. Gamashkaz Vaakarze. Ulumacha Trichabadika in Lavana. What's going on over here? So he says, however, if you take a look at the Lashon Rambam, Omnam Lashon Rambam is Sukkan. The Lashon Rambam is clear. Vizelashini. Hamishamish mitosei pa'omim rabbis. Who we talk about? We're talking about one which is having tashmish many times. Einan tzrichim live like shnei idim. Shalahem akol biyuvia. They have to check both of their clothes by each biya. El mekanei achu be'et shaloi. V'yi be'et shaloi. Achakol biyuvia. Shakol alayla. After each biya a night of the night. Olamacha yivdeku ha'idim. What are we checking? The Edom. So what the Ramah is referring to is Lamacha Yibdeku the Edom. Venirin Lagib Rahma. Mashkas Vain Trichum Livdak Atman Tsarchloima Vain Trichum Livdak Ha Edom. That's what he's going. He's going on the cloths. Vitevas Atzman is a Ta Seifa. Bekama Oid Al Makan Khan Atzman called Laila the Eid. Ulamacha Yibdeku Ha Edom. And that was says kincha atzma be'ed va'avda. Like the next case, like the shamash hashem tivdek atzma chul ratzlaim she tivdek atzma ve'in tzarach kach gama eid livdek. Al taniach you leave until the morning. Kimishem echicha kaim. So that's what he wants to learn. Pshat in the Ramah. The place in Kuf Pei Vav is Dalid, Chavis Das also, are also Meirach on this Lashon on the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says as follows, in Oiz Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says like this. He starts off Sha'af Sheitiru L'Shamish B'Lay B'Dika Se'eid L'Arhaneh. Even though we have matted them to Mishamish without shaking the aid by the Arhaneh, Le'Tiru Elke She'eid Kayim. It's if they can L'Machal, but they still have to hold on to it and check it the next day. Ava Kishenevan Enkam B'Dika Klal V'Tzricha Livdek Atzma Sheinis V'Taniach Eid L'Machal V'Tiv Dekan. That's if they lost it. But if they didn't lose it, ain't it tzricha b'dika lifnei tashmish? Kidai b'dika shalachat tashmish rishon. It's enough with the b'dika after the first tashmish. The lama tivdik based on zachazah. Why do you have to check after the first and again before the second? Right. Notice what he's saying over here is that if we have the b'dika around, then why do I have to do two b'dikas between the first and the second? One should be enough. Even though I'm not checking until the next day, but that aid that I used after the first one is enough for before the second one. Leitiru l'shamish b'levdikas e'ed l'arhaneh el b'vdikas shuskur b'mishnah, which is talking about asuka b'tayris. Then he says like this, v'rama l'chosh l'zeh. Shun dem lavach inami das rashi v'tayis v'siyatam. Now feel that ish shen leves kal, even ish who doesn't invest at all, doesn't need to do b'dik at all. Le'lifne der l'lachrom, kishen asuka b'tayris. El d'roi l'chosh l'das rambam v'rosh. L'das rambam v'dikas. So what he says over here is that he continues and he says that that according to the Ramah, that the Ramah holds that you don't have to check the first Ran held that you have to check the first Vidika by La Harna before you mshamish. The Ramah was a chash for that. He doesn't hold that you need to check the aid before the first Tashmish La Harna. That also you can wait until the next day. But he brings up this discussion over here. What's the din? I need to do a Bidika before each Tashmish. Is it enough the Bidika I did after the first to be the one that's before the second or not?
Is it okay?
So if you take a look at the Sidrei Taira, the Sidrei Taira holds that I only need one time. The Sidrei Taira brings down that you only need one time. And he asks, but how do I know this? How do you know this? It makes sense that you should only need once between the two. But he says, but where do we find what's the makar to that? How do I know that it's true? So Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, al derech Tosfos, that if I know that I'm going to have three tashmish, then that's enough. Because when I did the bedik after the first one, I knew I'm going to have a second one. When I did the bedik after the second one, I knew I'm going to have a third one. So that same one that I was using for after the first one, I was also using for before the second one. But if I did not know that I was going to have three tashmishim, then taka I would need one before each one, even though I did one after the other one. That's what he says.
What's the difference if you knew of the chiyats?
Because I'm assuming, because then the das that I'm doing this bedika is fulfills my din bedika of kaidem olachar. Right, I need a bedika kaidem tashmish olachar tashmish, and okay, that's sif base. Sif gimel. Isha shein roi bepachs miyadal yamim achat tefilasach. Isha doesn't see less than 14 days from after tefilah, which means that it's 14 plus 12 or 14, whatever it is. Achat tefilasach. Avla ach yadal yamim in loy keva. Ad yadal yamim dino kedin isha sheish lovest. So this is a true mishnah. The Chassam Sefer mentioned earlier that the bedikas of the being machzikar that they have to be after the Yom Yudalid. He was learning it from this true mishnah. That's what he took out of this true mishnah.
Until then, she's gone.
What? Till then?
Because she's moved life is done until then.
Till then, it's not a raya that she's not raya, right? Now, the Mechaber over here is passing like the Chum Sedeshin, and she has a kvius until that day. What's this kvius like? What's her status? Pashtus like a vest kavua. And the emphasis is you have the Chum Sedeshin in Simon Reish Mem Zayin. Over there, he speaks out that even though it's before in the Gemara on Tessa and Beis, that such a lady who's kavua not to see before this and this day, before let's say 25, the Gemara says she does not have a vest to the time of the Mefrei Meisleis, meaning this Isha doesn't have that din of Dayan Shaitan until 25. She's Metamil Mefreya. She doesn't have that din. Says the Chum Sedesh, but that's Dafkalini to the Tairo because Chazal were more Machmir on her. And for Tumah V'Taira is the matzah that she has to have a klarai that she doesn't see, which is like a veskvua, which is working with a chazaka erech bizman ba. That's what she needs. But for the din bedika of koydim matashmish, that this is enough that she doesn't see before day 25. Now the chaynim of danav, what's the din legabe? Aisha who doesn't see before day 30, she always sees after day 30, does she have to be chayshish for the Oina Beinus? So the Chavis Das in Kufay Vav Ois Gimel, he starts off, he says, he's very megamgein bechlal on this whole din of the Mechaber, the Mechaber is bringing from the Chum Sedeshin, and He makes the assumption, you see from the Hemshech of the Chabad Das, from his Kashas, that he makes an assumption over here that the Trumas Nedesh is giving her a din of a Ves Kavua completely, a complete Ves Kavua. And therefore the Chabad Das says, one second, if you're considering her a Ves Kavua for these days, that she has a real vest, so then it should come out that she doesn't have to be chayshva in a bainus. And yet we don't find any poskim saying that such a isha does not have to be chayshva in a bainus. So there's something wrong over here. So it's much from the poskim that they didn't hold of this trumas adeshin. It's much from the poskim of the fact that they don't bring down this din that she does not have to be chayshva in a bainus, that she has no din vest. And therefore, they need bedika also. She has to do bedika. It's called the matashmish. Even before day 30. She's not mukhsik for before day 30. That's one ha'ara. The second ha'ara he has is that what's the reason why she has to do bedika? So he quotes the rant that we mentioned a few times. Because Aisha has no vest. The way her vest works is based on mikrim. Any mikra could bring a riya. A mikra of chimer tashmish could bring a riya. She says, if so, then according to this Trumas Nedeshin, we would have to say that she's huchzik, that mikrim are not going to happen. That's a kodesh. Trumas Nedeshin is saying, from the fact that she doesn't see before day 25, is a riya that by her, mikrim are not what's kaveh her best before 25, and that's why she doesn't have to do bedika. He says it's not like the Rashba that we once saw, that says ein cheskes avest is meila elulam shloit tir bezman avest veloy shloit tir bezman acher. All the vest tells us is that she's not gonna, that the vest doesn't help, the cheskes doesn't help. But doesn't say that she's not going to see it at another time. So, how do you know that the chimrat hashmash won't bring on the? So you're going to ask, what about sevalav?
I was going to ask sevalav.
Right. What about sevalav? That's a good question. She shouldn't need bedik at all. Okay. So the Chavis Das is ma'arich on this nakuda. Another aura he has is also that he says that there's a need in according to the Rosh that even if she does check, maybe still she shouldn't be mata, because how do you know the chimud's not going to be gair? What? The Rosh says that even if she's hochzika, she still has to continue checking, right?
After,
right? Why? Aisha's hochzika, she's not going to see. So he says, so what does help this hochzika that she doesn't see before him? So Akbar and the Chabad Das, he has many artists over here, you'll look through it. In the Maskar of the Chabad Das is that Avadin such Isha has the din of Ein Lo Ves Kavua, for the din of Bedikis, and also for the din of Einabainis. And such Isha would have to be Chayshish for the Einabainis. There are Paiskim that are masking to the Trum Sedeshin, Ligabe, the din of the Mechaber, for the din of Bedikis, Kayim and Tashmish, because there's anyways many Paiskim that are Mekol in the whole Bedika, so we'll be masking to the Trum Sedeshin. Ligabe, this Isha will never cease before 25 years ago. But the chaylik on the assumption that oinabainis, that issue we see is 130, doesn't have to be oinabainis. Why? Because they learn it's not a vest gomer. Now Chabad Das was taking on that it's a vest, therefore he equated the two dinin. They learn it's not a vest gomer. So legabe the din of bedika is kind of tashu. Since anyways we have many rishayim that hold that you don't have to do bedika. So for that we can be samech on the fact that she doesn't see before day 25. But for this already not. And that's where you look in the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Ois Chaf. He also seems to make this. Everyone has to go? Fine. Over here he talks about, he brings down the din of the mechaber. Then he brings down ayin chavaz da shegim game bedin zeh. Meisha shad la'acha ad shad acha lamed ain't a royally tachash line of bainis. V'loy kein kasev ashach v'sim kof peites v'katan lamed. Ein a dinyan. The hazdam roiv nashmi yishna v'ayna beinnes. V'kan hu lepuch. It's chalot. You can be chalot between the two dinim. You can hold on the chava. And yet, you're right. The paiskim are not mevor. That she doesn't have to be chayish v'dayin beinnes. The hagazim ribar horses seems to make this chilek. Comes along Rav Moshe over here in Igros Moshe Chedek Beis Siman Ayin Beis, where he has arichas on this Indian, and he says something very interesting. First, he brings this Siddur Taira that also discusses this Indian of whether this Isha has to keep the Ayin Beinus or not. And then he brings the Chavis Das, and he says, you see, even the Chavis Das, that he held that according to the Trumas Adeshin, a Isha who had more than, whose vest is more than 30 days does not have to keep on the bainus. The only reason why the Chavis Das didn't come out like that from the Maskan is because he had many kashas. But if I can answer his kashas, then he's on my team that we equate the two dinim, right?
Well, part of his kasha was that no place, no, I guess that would be.
So he'll prove to you not like that. And so Ramesha goes on by Rechas to answer up all the kashas of the Chavis Das. He says, so therefore I have the Chavis Das on my side, plus the Siddur Taira, if you look at it closely, which is not so clear, but he takes on the, at the end, even though the Chavis Das, the Siddur Taira goes back and forth, he says, but at the end, he's not being chayzer from his side that you would not have to, that you would not have to be chayzer for the Ayin Beinus. And therefore, a Maisha comes out that Isha, who is mochzik to always see more than 30 days, does not have to be chayzer for the Ayin Beinus.
So he's viewing it as a best kavua lagabi the other days. As an after, like the until 30 days, if she has a best kavua, and
right.
She's like a stomach.
That's it.
Totally.
That's it. Sorry. Now, the view that learned in this Ramah, I think we spoke about it already once, but Yomim Nefuchim.
Yeah.
And there are places, other places that argue with it. Rav Moshe held that after the Yomei Vestas, you should do Bedika.
In this Ramah? Huh?
Yeah.
We're not in
the
position anymore.
What? I didn't mean Ramah, I meant Mechab. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. From this Mechab, right? Right. And Rav Moshe held that she should do Bedika when she passes her Yimei Vestas. However, I don't think it was accepted by the Paiskim. There are Paiskim that hold, and that's why we tell people to do a Kinuach before they have Tashmish. Now, Bechlal, this whole vestus of the Trumas Adeshin of being Kaveya, this that she doesn't see before 25 days, how many times does it take to make this kriyas? Is 3 times enough? And then, how many times does she need to be oikered? Perhaps 1 time's enough? There are many different shittas on this topic. Okay, we'll continue with Sif Dalet next time.